your friends, Romans and countrymen, about what we're doing here and become a partner. Please send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, by their fruit, you shall be known. How about you?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, what do you take about what's going on? We've seen the gold going up last week, earlier this week, and then knocked right back down again here at the end of the week. Well, what is they going on? Are they simply playing games with us?
Well, whenever gold or silver get near what's called a technical resistance level, which would be around 1,800 on gold and 3,550 on silver, then the bankers have to pull out all this stuff to try to keep it from breaking through. Because once it breaks through, then it's a technical breakout in the psychology chains, and people just jump on board, and that's when it takes a run to the upside. So usually when you get to a technical area like this, you have to bounce against it several times as they try to beat it down. But let's face it, the bankers are losing the ability to hold gold and silver down. There's so many things going on in the world that should be driving it up. It's going to be very difficult for them to hold it down very much longer.
And I think it's very hard for people to understand that all of these markets are manipulated. They manipulate our stock market. They manipulate the commodity market. They manipulate the price of gasoline, and they're running it up artificially. And they manipulate the gold and silver markets. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, I don't remember the exact date, when silver was making a big move, these bankers sold in like 15 minutes the equivalent of two times annual production in the U.S. So, you know, it's all paper contracts, and unfortunately, as long as you get the price of gold and silver off these commodity exchanges, well, you're not really trading gold or silver, you're trading paper contracts on 10-to-1 leverage, and that's a game that's balanced in favor of the bankers because they have unlimited funds to play the game, and they're going up against these hedge fund speculators, and they can just overwhelm the market anytime they choose. But they do have an Achilles heel, and Achilles heel is starting to come back to bite them. And that is every time you drive, or they drive the price down artificially lower, what I call the kings of the East, the people around the world who are trying to get out of their dollars and trade it in for gold and silver, they just say, Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, we appreciate the discount. Why don't you just ship us another 10 million ounces of real stuff? So the squeeze play is on in the Eastern Bloc nations. Are squeezing these Western bankers, forcing them to deliver the gold and silver that they don't have.
And certainly they will sooner or later kind of run out of it. My understanding is that China, the largest producer of gold in the world, is actually importing gold in large amounts, as is Russia, as is India, as are a couple of the other nations there. They want gold behind their currency because they want something solid, and I think there are many of them would love to see the American financial system collapse. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, no doubt. That's exactly what they want. As you know, I've said on this show for the last two, three, 4 years, that the Chinese are going to play us, and as long as we'll send our plant, equipment, technology overseas and then turn around and buy everything they can make, build up their own infrastructure, they're going to pat us on the back and they're our buddy. But in the meantime, they're posturing themselves to pull the plug on these Russian bankers and force them to default them on these naked contracts that they've had to hold the price down. So the showdown's coming. You just don't know whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Our guest is Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver and does a good job.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening is Ron Brown. We're talking about what's happening financially throughout the world. And basically, of course, if you see what's happening to China, why, of course, their exports are falling. When their exports fall, they don't produce so much, they don't consume so much in the way of commodities, they stop importing things from other countries. And as China's economy collapses, why it begins to affect all the rest of the world. And then, of course, we have certainly what's going on in Europe. And contrary to what most of you hear, why the economy in Europe is contracting all over. And, of course, they're having lots of problems in Italy and in Spain and in Greece and certainly in Ireland and in Portugal. The economy overall is not good. German economy is not good. At least they're not going far behind, but they're not getting ahead either. And, of course, then we come to the United States. And certainly as you read what's going on, you hear about how our unemployment dropped from 8% to 7.8%. But actually, of course, this is based upon the fact that we made 120,000 new jobs last month. Now, what they don't tell you is you have to make 150,000 new jobs even to stay even with the new people coming into the workforce and the immigrants and all. So basically, we went behind 35,000 jobs this last month. But they don't tell you that. They're trying to make you think things are getting better. But if you watch carefully, you find out that so many of our companies are cutting back on the production, laying off people. The economy here in the United States is poor, and it's certainly not going to get any better. And I don't think it's going to matter much whether we get Obama or Romney in the presidency, because they're all controlled by the same people, the globalists, whose real goal is to transfer America's jobs and manufacturing and wealth to the other countries, to raise the standards in foreign countries, lower the standard of living here. Going along with point A of the Earth Charter, and you can get it on the internet, the Earth Charter, which is really the blueprint for what's going on, and point 10A says, advocates equality of income within nations and between nations, and you get equality of income between nations by lowering the living standards in America and raising them elsewhere. This we've been doing for the last decade. And we've really raised the living standards in China, and we've raised the living standards in India, and we're effectively lowering the living standards here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The thing is that nobody is going to tell the American people this is part of a plan to wipe out the middle class in America. And both presidential candidates talk about the importance of the middle class, and both of them know what this is all about. It's about equality throughout the world, which means lowering living standards here. What are your thoughts, Ron? Do you think the average individual really understands what's going on?
I don't think the average citizen has a clue. You know, we shared this quote a jillion times on the air going back to the 70s when Richard Gardner basically said, what we must do is take an end round around national sovereignty. So he wrote it piece by piece to raise the standard of living of the undeveloped countries of the world while we lower the standard of living in America, so they can more comfortably move into a new world order. So, I mean, anyone that looks back over the last 30 years and looks at the policy, it's all been designed to do that very thing. So, to think this is just a bunch of idiots in Congress making stupid mistakes, this is all by an agenda. It's just, to be quite honest, it's time the American people wake up. But it's so far gone, it's too scary for most people to expect.
Oh, I agree with you, Ron. Say, are you on a regular hardline telephone? Because it's not coming through very well.
Really? All I have is a cordless phone, but I'm not on the speaker or anything.
You don't have a hardline phone?
No. Everything I have is speaker. That is a cordless phone.
Is a cell phone or what?
No, just it's a regular phone, but it's a cordless phone.
Oh, it's a cordless phone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any thoughts or comments, but I think it's vitally important people understand that basically the whole agenda at the present time is to wipe out the middle class. But, of course, if a presidential candidate were to come out and say that's what we're going to do, why, of course, it'd be a tremendous outcry from the people. And so both of the candidates play this little game, oh, we're so concerned about the middle class. And yet the policies, whether the Republicans or Democrats, are globalists. And that, of course, is the whole idea of building up the economy of the rest of the world and lowering the economy here. And this is why we have our troops throughout the rest of the world, why we have certainly troops in 130 nations throughout the world, 35 to 45,000 troops in Germany, 35,000 troops in Japan, 25,000 troops in Korea, 11,000 troops in England. Who are we defending ourselves with 11,000 troops in England and 11,000 troops in Italy and troops in Africa and troops in South America? And the average individual really doesn't understand the globalist agenda. They don't understand that our leaders want not an American empire which will be utilized until they establish the world government, and then they'll no longer need, of course, the backing of the United States, and they can totally destroy our infrastructure, as they're at least in the early stages of doing today. Well, basically, Ron, what can people do to protect themselves at this time?
Well, all you can do is try to protect your life savings, because if you let them wipe you out, and let's look at just the last 5-6 years, how many people have lost their life savings, and they're now almost in a breadline, or at least they've lost all the savings they had. So, you know, it's just looking for a job and so forth. They've lost their pension plans. Of course, we know the pension plans are so far underwater, it's just a matter of time before there's a crisis in that arena. So all you can do is from a financial standpoint, is try to protect yourself. To do that, you have to get your assets out of the paper system, because it's the paper system that is crumbling. And see, all paper assets are really based on a third-party obligation. In other words, you're depending on someone else to honor their obligation, whether it's a bond or a stock or anything. And when the system is going down, no one can honor their obligation. So you need to put your wealth into something that's tangible and real. And that's where gold and silver come in. Of course, that doesn't mean you don't need a food storage program, generator, all the things that you're going to need to survive when this whole system starts to unravel. But we're in the early stages of it right now.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, what sort of metals should people be getting into? Should they be getting into collectibles? Should they be getting into bullion coins? Should they be getting into gold? Should they be getting into silver? Should they be getting into platinum? What is the best way for people to protect their assets?
Well, I've always felt that silver, in fact, I think I've said many times on your show that at this moment in time, silver is not only the greatest investment opportunity you have ever had or will ever have in your life. Quite literally, at this point in time, is the greatest investment opportunity of world history, which I admit is a rather bodacious statement. But if you look at the figures and realize that over the last 60, 70 years, industry has consumed probably well in excess of 90% of the silver that took 2,000, 3,000 years of history to accumulate. And that coming shortage has been covered up mostly by manipulation. Of course, we dumped all of our monetary silver back in the 60s, which flooded the world with silver for a long time. Drove the price so ridiculously low that the mining industry shut down. So the last 45, 50 years, we've been consuming more silver every year than we produce. So there's a shortage of silver that's about really to hit the surface, and when it does, it'll float up. So I've always told people to put 75% of their money in silver, and you start with what we call the junk bag, where you get a bag of dimes, which takes 13 silver dimes to get 1 ounce. And that's what you'll be using for barter and trade when the system unravels.
Well, now, is there any place for buying 100-ounce bars of silver? Not large bars of silver, very, very hard to handle. But what about 100-ounce bars of silver? Are they fairly easy to dispose of and to utilize in trade?
Oh, they won't be easy to utilize in trade. All I would say is if you're a multi-millionaire and your biggest challenge is how do you store it, then 100-ounce bars would come in handy because they store very quickly. But for the average citizen, I tell them to buy the junk bag and buy the 1 ounce rails or the silver eagles, because you want to get something that's in small increments that one can double as barter and trade if you need it. But see, I think silver is going to go to $100, $200, $300 an ounce. And there are people out there that are smarter than me that say it's going to go to $1,000 or $1,500. The only problem is when you talk about those type of numbers, what does it really mean? What does the hamburger cost? Hamburger costs $100, and $1,500 an ounce of silver isn't quite as great as we thought it would be.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Ron, but I really do believe we're moving into a difficult financial situation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment you'd like to ask Ron, but he's in the business. He sells gold and silver. And Sidney, I've known him for a long period of time. I know he's to be an honest man. And Sidney, my relationship with him has always been very, very rewarding. Now, basically, as far as the accumulating, should you be in various types of gold? Should people be holding some gold, or should it all be in silver?
No, I tell people 75% silver, 25% gold. Now, if you're a wealthy person, silver is very bulky because you get so much for your money. So at some point, you reach a point where you say, I just can't store anymore. And at that point, you just shift over to gold, because it's stored so much easier. But as long as you can store it, I think silver is going to give you the best bang for the buck.
All right, fine. Well, if you have a question for Ron, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-2295. But you need to begin asking yourself, what is going to happen here? Right now, we're effectively destroying the currency in Iran. The currency has dropped 40% in value in the last few months. Do you think Iran's simply going to sit there and allow us to destroy their country? Or would they do something like Japan did in December of 1941?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Ron is saying that for the first time, and he's been at this going back to 1979, I think, he's having an awful lot of people put large sums of money into gold and silver. In the past, people had put maybe 10-15% of their holdings into gold and silver, sort of for insurance. But as they look around for investments today, where are you going to invest? You can invest in bonds and get 1 or 2%. Are you going to invest in the stock market? And certainly the stock market is way overpriced, and most of the major companies there are not paying much in the way of a dividend. People really are wondering where they're going to invest. Now, I will tell you what I read is that an awful lot of people are getting out of the stock market. And then, well, what do you do? Do you invest in European bonds? Switzerland doesn't want your money. You can't invest. They have real difficulty investing in foreign countries today. Some people are coming to America because they think our currency is safer than others. But I don't think so at all, because there's absolutely nothing behind it. And as we have certainly launched a financial war, a currency war against Iran, this is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. Actually putting sanctions on a nation, undercutting their currency, this is an act of war. There's tremendous unrest over in Iran. Certainly there's demonstrations in the streets. People are marching against the government. What do you do when people, there's unrest? Well, you get into a war. And I don't think that the leaders in Iran, the mullahs who run that country, who were installed by the American government back in 1979, I believe for just such a time, those mullahs are going to sit back and see their hold over Iran destroyed. I think they're going to do something to provoke an attack either with Israel or with the United States. Doesn't sound very logical, but we live in a world gone mad. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it would be very easy for something to come along that would actually destroy the value of our currency. China keeps talking about how they want their currency, which is increasingly gold back, to become the major currency in the world, and actually then to actually replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Ron Brown, who of course sells gold and silver. He does a good job, and I've certainly never heard any complaints at all. And how long we've been associated? Probably 8 to 10 years, Ron?
At least, I guess. Somewhere around 2002 or somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay, well, let's go to Ron here. This is a different Ron. He's calling from Washington. He's a teacher up there, substitute teacher.
Right. And I'm familiar with Ron Brown. In fact, he treated us very, very, very kindly when we had some business dealings with him a number of years ago. But I had a question about, with the interest rate so low and the inflation rate quite a bit higher than they say it is, what are these retirement funds invest their money? How are they going to invest their money and make and provide the retirement for the people in their various occupations?
All right, that's a very legitimate question. I think it's an important one. Ron Brown, how would you answer Ron from Washington, who says, what are the companies doing, the pension funds, ordinarily, because they're supposed to make about 7.5% interest rate, so that's the way the pension funds are set up, but they're not making that much money now. Where are the pension funds investing their money?
Of course, we hear all the stories running rampant that the pension plans in California and around the world, the country, are way, way under, undervalued. So it's just a matter of time. And you're right, where do they put their money? Typically, they used to put it into real estate, because if you look at any insurance company, they've got the tallest building in every city, right? And they put it in the bonds. So, yes, they are keeping up. And it's just a matter of time before that is the next crisis that really comes to the surface. So everything is just building, the pressure's building, and it's nothing but smoke and mirrors holding this house of cards together, and it's just a matter of time before the pension plan thing collapses.
Well, let me tell you, Ron, that is in Washington. Well, basically, the pension funds are invested in bonds, and they're making 1%. I mean, certainly, if they're invested in real estate, they've lost their shirts. A lot of the pension funds are having real problems. We know certainly for the pension funds here in California, they're grossly unfunded, but all across America, they're unfunded. The whole pension system, which so many people are relying upon, is totally insolvent across America, but nobody wants to come out and admit it. Social Security is actually paying out more than is coming in. And, of course, the government has to just go out and borrow the money of the politicians who spent the Social Security fund, the Medicare fund. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our guest is Ron Brown from Colorado. Certainly we have Ron from Washington State calling in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. They've intentionally made the financial system here in America confusing because they don't want the people to understand it. But let me explain it to you. We have something called the Federal Reserve System, which has nothing to do with the government. Oh, yes, we make this big falderal about how, you know, the president appoints the head of the central bank, the Federal Reserve System. But the actually, it's not a matter that the federal government controls the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve controls the federal government, and because they tell the president. Who to appoint? He appoints them, and then we have a president or chairman of the Federal Reserve System. The purpose of this privately owned central bank, which was established in 1913 by the banks, supposedly is to make sure we have a solid financial system so people can benefit, and so the people certainly will not lose their funding, and so we will have a financial system people can trust in. Well, that is, of course, what they tell the common people. The truth of the matter is the central bank was established by the central bankers for the central bankers to benefit the central bankers, and it's just like when we had the crisis in 2008, and Henry Paulson, who at that time was the Secretary of the Treasury, formerly, of course, the chairman of Goldman Sachs, but Henry Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, asked for $750 billion, because he wanted to help Main Street. People were losing their homes, and he said, we don't want people losing their homes. We need the $750 billion to help the people. And, of course, we want to keep them in their homes. We don't want their homes foreclosed on. And Congress eventually, under tremendous pressure and a lot of bribes and threats, Congress eventually voted the $750 billion for Henry Paulson, who immediately then gave the money to the banks. They did not give the money to Main Street. They gave it to Wall Street. And this is the way the system really works. But everybody's forgotten what happened in 2008. And they really don't understand what's happening today, as everything is being done today to ensure the survival of the banks. And at the present time, why, of course, we have the Federal Reserve Board buying bonds. They're buying bonds, and a lot of those money is simply being buying bonds from the banks to strengthen the banks. It's not going into the economy. It's not going into jobs. It is all about strengthening the banks and getting them solvent, and because they really don't care about the population as a whole. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And before we go on, Ron Brown, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. You know, I've been in this business for 33 years. I really think of myself as more of a teacher because, in fact, I really don't think of myself as selling buildings. I try to educate people on what's happening to the economy and how to protect themselves. And if I do a good job of that, then they realize gold and silver is one of the avenues they need to take in order to protect themselves. So what I do now is if people who get on my list or want to be on my list, I'm reading dozens of articles every week. So when I find real good articles, I just email it out to people on my list and to keep us posted with what's going on. There's an awful lot of things going on right now. Things are really accelerating very, very quickly. So people need to get alert and get prepared as quick as they can, because it may not take too much longer.
Well, I really believe that as well. We do actually have a DVD. It's a talk that Ron gave many years ago here at a conference, just going into the background, certainly, of this. What is the bond market? And of course, the bond market is really was always the foundation of our financial system. Well, that is certainly beginning to fall apart today. But if you'd like to see what Ron said a few years ago, which was absolutely true, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for Ron Brown's talk on the bond market. What was the title of that talk, Ron? Do you remember?
Bond market vigilantes or not?
The bond market, the vigilantes of the market, and basically that's what it is. And when, of course, the vigilantes get they stressed, why they strike back out. But when the bonds price, when your interest rate on bonds is 1%, 1.5%, why the whole structure of our economic system is in jeopardy. Ron from Washington State, do you have anything else you'd like to ask or comment on?
Well, just whenever the interest rates are that low, those people living on save all their lives and invest, put their money in the bank to live off the interest, they can't make it.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about, as we keep trying to tell our listeners. There's an organized effort to destroy certainly the middle class of America, especially the older people on pensions. They think this is happening by accident. It's not happening by accident. The people who are in charge know exactly what they're doing. When they tell us that we have 2% inflation, they're simply lying. The real inflation rate is 10 to 11%, according to John Williams, and they keep just juggling the figures so they can make it look better. But you're either going to have to look and see what's happening to the price of gasoline, and what's happening to the price of food, and what's happening to the price of clothing. Look at that, and you're going to believe your lying eyes, or you're going to believe what the government tells you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. And anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. And if you're out there, if you have a question or comment, but we have never been in a more difficult financial time in my life. And I've been at this, well, I'm 83 years old. I've been watching this whole thing, but we seem to be moving rapidly towards some sort of a financial catastrophe, some sort of a financial collapse. I don't know when it's coming, how it's going to come, but certainly within a matter of a couple of months, they've destroyed the value of the Iranian riyal, I think that's what they call it, the currency over there, 40% in just a couple of months. And the people are frantic. Everything the people in Iran have worked for in their whole life has been destroyed because of the policies of the American government. But you know, if we can destroy their currency, other countries could do exactly the same thing to America, especially when they look upon America as the bully of the world, and they don't want America coming in and telling them how to run their country and what to do for their people. They want to run their own countries. And whether we like the countries or not, we do not have the right to tell other people how to run their countries. The reason we're doing what we're doing is because the people who run America have a different agenda. They want to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system. They want to destroy Christianity, as they have in both Iraq and in Afghanistan, by installing constitutions under Sharia law, so that all the Christians have been driven out of Afghanistan. And there's only 1% of the population in Iraq today that's Christian. It used to be 10%. The same thing was true in Egypt. And the Christians are being certainly driven out of Egypt today, thanks to American foreign policy, which is based upon a hatred of Christianity. But they can't tell the American people that. They might begin to understand what's going on. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And Ron, you go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, we've been talking for a long time, at least what I've been saying. I think most analysts would agree that we've maintained our supremacy in the world for the last 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, basically with gunboat diplomacy. Any country that tries to raise up against us, we come down on them. Look at Afghanistan, look at Iraq, look at Libya, look at how many countries in the Middle East have we come down on. And the last one we picked on is one you've been talking about, is Iran. But I think we've picked on one that's a little bigger. It's going to be harder to control, because what we did a few months ago, maybe 6 months, when we first came out with these sanctions against Iran, we tried to exclude, or we did exclude them from what's called the SWIFT system, and that's where all international trade goes through this SWIFT system, because remember, the dollar's reserve currency. All trade has to be conducted through dollars, and that goes through this SWIFT system, which is in the Netherlands, but it's controlled by the U.S. And so when we took them off of it, we were going to make it very, very difficult for them to conduct business. Immediately, China and India, and in particular, I'm sure other countries jumped on board, they said, Iran, we will buy your oil, and we'll pay for it with gold, and we will help you circumvent this SWIFT system. And when they did that, we then threatened China and India. And see, I really believe, Dr. Stan, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because that's when the countries like Russia and China and India, they came together and they had a meeting, and what I think we're seeing now is that they're making all sorts of agreements between each other to circumvent the dollar. You see China doing business with Russia, and China with Japan, and China with Brazil, and they're cutting deals with you know, Iran and the whole bit. So they're slowly doing away with the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And you see China buying gold hand over fist. So they're preparing very quickly. I don't know if it's very quick. I don't know if it's 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. But they're planning to replace the dollar as the reserve currency and displace us from the top of the mountaintop. So that's, we're just seeing a transfer of wealth and power and prestige from the Western civilization to the East.
And I think you're absolutely right, Ron. The thing is, the average American cannot, doesn't want to believe that the dollar could be destroyed. But of course it can be destroyed, just exactly as within the last few weeks, why we fairly well destroyed the value of the Iranian currency. Why would we think it couldn't happen here? It's simply when people lose confidence in the dollar, when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world, and most countries are holding their reserves predominantly in dollars. When those countries decide they're going to dump their dollars and sell them, why they're going to flood the world with dollars, and in fact, in the past, we've been able to avoid inflation by exporting our inflation to other countries. But now inflation is increasing in America. Well, we can live with 10% inflation, but can you live with 20 or 30 or 40% inflation as we have forced on Iran today? And that's what the inflation rate is in Japan, in Iran today. 40%, the people are demonstrating in the streets, the shops are closing down. If you can't run a shop, you know, you don't know what, you can sell a product today, but you don't know what it's going to cost you to replace that with a different product. And a lot of the shops over there are closing, and the whole commerce of Iran is beginning to collapse. Well, this is the sort of thing that was happening in Japan back in 1941. Was we put an embargo on China, an embargo on Japan, so Japan couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. They couldn't sell their products. They couldn't buy products anywhere in the world. And Japan had no other choice. Now, it was totally illogical that Japan should attack the United States, the mightiest nation in the world. But out of desperation, that's just what Japan did. And of course they did this, I believe, because we had our agents suddenly planted at the upper echelons of the government. In fact, the Emperor Hirohito, the ultimate ruler of Japan, was a member of the Order of the Garter, which is one of those secret societies that ties into this whole world globalist movement. He concurred, and that's where the beginning of World War II began, and of course we ended up with almost 60 million people dead. And suddenly the whole structure of the world transformed, because this put America into a key position, but we still, although we dominate most of the world financially and economically, why America's in a very weak position, because we've got so many dollars out there, and we've got nothing behind those dollars, and people are increasingly looking for a solid currency. Where are they going to see it? Why, in China today, in China. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
I agree with everything you're saying. Of course, you and I have been talking about that for 8 or 10 years. But getting back to the dollar and the bond market for just a second. When you look at our national debt, if you just take their figures, over $16 trillion now, and I don't know what percentage, but it's way up in the trillions of dollars that foreigners were holding. So what would happen if those foreigners lose confidence in the dollar and decide to trade them in? See, if you see the world dumping the dollars into the market, that would collapse the bond market. And if you collapse the bond market, by definition, interest rates spike, and then the whole thing falls apart. So as these foreigners are dumping our dollars, China and Japan, who used to buy a good percentage of our debt, they're no longer doing that anymore. So as they refuse to buy our debt, in fact, when they start selling the bonds that they already own, someone has to step up to the plate to buy them. And it's the U.S. Fed, who I understand is buying about 80% of our bonds now. So it's just funny money being created out of nothing to buy up this unwanted paper. And as you do that, you're quickly destroying whatever confidence is left, and it just starts to accelerate quicker and quicker and quicker. And at some point, it'll come to a head, and we'll hit critical mass, and hopefully we'll close.
Well, I think people don't understand that Barack Obama has increased the national debt $5.5 to $6 trillion during his time in office. It'll probably be close to $1 trillion of increased federal debt here in the United States during the 4 years of the Obama administration. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt from 1789 to 1979 to the 1979 to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We've accumulated close to $6 trillion since Barack Obama's been in the White House. Even George Bush, George W. Bush, was one of the biggest spenders we've ever seen, only accumulated the national debt $5 trillion over 8 years. Barack Obama's been able to spend twice as much money as George W. Bush has, and of course Barack Obama has an agenda. He wants to destroy this country. He has an intense hatred for America. And if you know anything about him at all, his background, he comes from a family, of course, that is dedicated to communism. And basically, he keeps talking about how all those rich people out there and how they should be paying more in the way of taxes. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the top 1% of income in the United States spends 40% or pays 40% of the income tax in the United States? The top 10% here in the United States pay 70% of all the income taxes paid. And over 49% of the people don't pay any income tax at all. Well, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they could take all the money that all the rich people make, the top 1%, and you still wouldn't have a balanced budget. We're in real trouble financially. The average individual doesn't understand what John Adams had said so many years ago. President Adams said there's two ways to destroy a nation. One is certainly by a military takeover, but the other is by destroying the financial system. And that's exactly what Barack Obama and the people who put him in office want. Remember, Barack Obama is simply a front for the Brotherhood of Darkness that runs things behind the scenes. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and Ron is simply bringing up a very, very important thing, and this is the MF Global situation where, of course, the former governor of New Jersey, former head of Goldman Sachs, had actually taken about $1.2 billion of his people's money and their segregated accounts. He took it out to cover some of his bad investments, and, of course, the people sued and they took it to court. The courts held that it's perfectly all right for MF Global or financial institutions to take the money out of your bank account and invest it any way they want to. And if it goes down, you have no recourse. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the most frightening things. That means that no American bank is safe. If they can do it with the people at MF Global who had separate deposit accounts, they can do it at your bank as well. Ron, we're out of time, but God bless. And thanks very much for being with us. One more time, I want you to get your telephone number out for people.
1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I certainly needed this time to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You may have a product you'd like to advertise with us or whatever, any way you can. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then I want to mention we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. It's going to be here on the Central Coast of California. A beautiful time of year. It's going to be the Aptos Seascape Golf Course where we hold our program every year. It's going to start at 8:15 in the morning. It's going to go to 6 o'clock in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. You'll find this fascinating. And as many of the people who've been here in the past come back year after year, not only because they love the lunch, but because they like the speakers, they like the atmosphere. And we'll give you an opportunity to meet people of like thought, but even more than that, come to understand what is really going on and some of the very real dangers that we face that most people are unaware of. So if you'd like to know more or make reservations, and you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch, but reservations for the all-day seminar on the 21st of October, and that's just simply not this Sunday or this following Sunday, but the Sunday after that, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I'm sorry, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you certainly want to understand what's going on financially, let me suggest a couple of talks we gave some years ago. One was called the Financial Tsunami. The other was called the Financial Armageddon. The Financial Tsunami or the Financial Armageddon, they're two talks on economics, and you need to understand what's happening financially. Then we carried that wonderful book. If you haven't read it, you should. It's written by our good friend Ed Griffin. It's called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And it's the story, certainly, of the Federal Reserve System, how it was created. It was created by a conspiracy. A group of men met secretly at a place called Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia. And these were the financial leaders of the world. And they wanted to establish a system that, of course, would allow them to gain control of the financial system and ultimately control of our government. Now, if you go into the background of these people, they were globalists. They wanted this world government. But this is, we're talking 1913. And yet, of course, what's going on today has been going on for a long period of time. It's part of a continual movement that goes back literally thousands of years, an effort to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, an effort to establish a one-world religion and destroy Christianity. and finally an effort to install a one-world leader. You go back and read Plato's Republic and understand that Plato was part and parcel of the mystery religions at that time, as was Socrates, as was Aristotle, as was Alexander the Great, and we cover this in some of our talks. The fact that Alexander the Great was deeply involved in the mysteries, as was Aristotle and Plato and Socrates and Pythagoras. But these are the things you'll never learn in school. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're predominantly going to be the views of William Grigg, who's formerly the senior editor of the New American magazine, and then, of course, for a time, he was the managing director of Republic magazine, and now, of course, he's writing blogs, and he has all sorts of great information up on the internet you can get on a regular basis. He does write the newsletter for Radio Liberty, our monthly newsletter, and it's always a pleasure to have William with us here every Friday evening. Hi, William. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing very well, and thank you once again for this opportunity. I consider it a real blessing and an honor.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story, and we'll go from there.
Of course, what people have been talking about for the last several days is the aftermath of the so-called debate. Of course, debates in the context of presidential politics or competing press conferences where each candidate is dutifully regurgitating whatever slurry of predigested soundbites he's been fed by his handlers who've run this recipe by various focus groups in order to find out what resonates best with whichever constituency that candidate is addressing and whatever manipulable cohort exists among the undecided. And lo and behold, the day after Mr. Obama turned in what was universally regarded to be a lackluster performance that Al Gore, for one, blamed in part on the altitude of Denver. Al Gore always finds a way to blame some kind of an atmospheric anomaly for practically everything that goes wrong in his world. What happened is the day afterwards, in fulfillment of a prophecy made by a number of pundits many months ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said that the unemployment rate had fallen to 7.8%, which was beneath the proverbial 8% unemployment rate that is considered the kiss of death for an incumbent president. And what we're being told is that there was some kind of a miraculous spike in hiring and employment in the month of September that led to an 873,000 job gain and a 114,000 net job increase in the month of September. Of course, the first figure comes from what's called the household survey. The household survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I think it's the BLS that conducts that, is a notoriously unreliable and politically manipulable set of data, which are collected from, I believe it's still 50,000 rather than 60,000 households. It used to be 60,000 households selected to avoid pockets of unemployment such as the inner city. So to begin with, we can see that it's an artifact of a political design. They're excluding from the sample certain demographic regions and certain pockets of geography that are known to be averse to hiring in order to provide a more favorable result. That was the way it was until the mid-1990s, I think, the Clinton administration reduced the sampling number to 50,000, still avoiding those areas of the country where unemployment tends to be higher. You're not going to see, for instance, the counties in and around Detroit, Michigan, being accurately reflected in that total. Detroit, Michigan, of course, has become an economic moonscape. But this is unreliable, much less reliable, of course, than the payroll number, which is the lower number here. And the payroll number is always within the margin of error if it's less than about 121,000 jobs, if memory serves. There's been no measurable increase in the employment rate, but this is not something that the media has been saying. It's been trumpeting this supposed finding as if this vindicates everything that Mr. Obama did, notwithstanding his dismal performance in Denver.
Well, I think what people have to understand is that you have to create 150,000 new jobs every single month to break even. They are down around 120,000. They don't tell the people that they're $30,000 short, 30,000 jobs short for last month. They don't want the people to know that they're rigging the figures, ladies and gentlemen. Figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, of course, the guest is certainly William Grigg, and we're talking about what's going on financially and the fact that basically they're coming up with all sorts of figures that would lie to us about the unemployment. Now, I would simply point out that if you want to know what's really going on, you go to shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. That's John Williams. He's an independent economist. He is supported by, not by a government paycheck, but by the people who want to know what's really going on. We've had him as a guest. He's an honest man. And basically, he describes what's really happening to unemployment. Basically, they have U2 unemployment, they have U3 unemployment, they have U6 unemployment, and they always use U2 because that's the lowest. But if you get to the government statistics on U2 unemployment, it's 15 to 16%. Now, that of course is according to them, that's the unemployed, the underemployed, or given up looking for work. But they actually juggle those figures. According to John Williams, that figure is 21 to 22, maybe even 23%. Go to his website, shadowstats.com. You've got to know where you can go to get the information that's true. And basically, of course, the government uses a very low form of U6, and they do this simply because they keep changing the definition of how they come about it. And if you keep changing the definition, you can't compare one statistic with another. But we have people who work for the government, as the old adage goes, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And if you work for the government and you help to tell the truth, they're going to get you. So go ahead with this, William. Many, many people have already written about this. There are a number of articles up on the internet that claim that the latest unemployment figures are just not true. And one of those people is the former head, I think, of General Electric. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack Welch, he called it, as a matter of fact, before the BLS released the report. The interesting thing about that report is that it was released early this morning, and there was this gusher of articles in every print and broadcast and online media outlet talking about the political consequences for Obama and setting up this talking point that has been resonating now, to the effect that whatever might have happened in Denver, obviously whatever Mr. Obama is doing is right, so we have to maintain the momentum of the so-called recovery. The thing that I find interesting is that obviously you had these stories pre-positioned. I think it was Jerry Doyle, who's perhaps the anomaly in the world of talk radio, outside of Radio Liberty in any case, in that he maintains his independence. He's trying to articulate the facts as the wisdom that he's received would best lead him to understand them. He pointed out that there's something akin to what happens when you're dealing with a death watch for a public figure who's of advanced years, that people are updating the obituary so that it's ready to run at a moment's notice. He said that the stories that he saw this morning and yesterday about the so-called increase in employment are something that savors very heavily of that. But these stories were already written and ready to run. And Mr. Welch had called this. He predicted that you would see 7.9% unemployment, not on the basis of what's going on in the economy, but rather on the basis of what would be best for the administration. And this was before the stories came out, before the report became public. And, of course, he's been heavily censured by a number of people, including, if I'm not mistaken, some people who actually work for him at CNBC. So you have an interesting spectacle of something becoming crosswired, if you will, within at least some elements of the establishment media here, because it doesn't get much more establishmentarian than GE. So it is really interesting that he would be saying this for public consumption and criticizing what is transparently an effort on the part of the administration and the federal bureaucracy. But he's doing other things, of course, to massage the numbers and suppress public disclosure just how bad the economy is. But it's interesting that Mr. Welch would be saying what he has said about this, and that he would be slapped around as vigorously as he had. Of course, one of the stories that was ready to roll was of the variety that we've seen at Salon.com and a few other media outlets assailing all and sundry who call into question the validity of this report by lumping people of our persuasion with the so-called tinfoil hat crowd, that only somebody who is incorrigibly suspicious or a utterly blinkered partisan, incurably partisan, in his opposition to Obama would believe that this wonderfully pristine and ethically unassailable bureaucracy would possibly be promoting and disseminating public figures that were massaged for the purpose of partisan politics. Such things don't happen. These people, of course, are immune to the foibles, temptations to which lesser beings like us are to prey. Of course, that's nonsense. The bureaucracy lies as a matter of autonomous reflex. That's certainly true when you're talking about the executive branch of the federal government. They're not necessarily any worse than any other people. It's just that the way the incentive structure lines up, they have a very potent inducement to try to make things look as good as possible for the boss who hired them and signed their paycheck. Human nature, that shouldn't surprise us. But all this, of course, is sort of the receding wake of what happened in Denver when Mr. Romney, who is not really separated from Mr. Obama in terms of substance by more than half a degree or so, was perceived as the winner of what is referred to somewhat wittily as debate. And this had to do primarily with domestic affairs, in which their differences are more pronounced than in the realm of foreign policy, and those differences are entirely trivial. Mitt Romney was able to position himself as a so-called moderate, while at the same time inflicting enough perceived damage on Obama. I think this is something akin to the damage you see in a professional wrestling exhibition, to give some sense of satisfaction to the more conservative elements of his constituency. The next debate, I think, is going to be in Kentucky, and it's going to be with foreign policy. And in that debate, I think we'll find that Mr. Romney is going to be attacking Obama for being insufficiently vigorous in pursuing an agenda that's pretty much identical to the one that he espouses, that Mr. Romney espouses, which calls for, among other things, a more aggressive posture toward Iran, a more aggressive confrontational attempt to lure or precipitate a lure Iran into a conflict or precipitate a conflict with Iran. Just a week ago, and this is something we talked about, I believe this happened, the State Department delisted from its roster of international terrorist groups the so-called People's Mujahideen in Iran, a so-called MEK, that's the Farsi acronym that refers to the Mujahideen al-Qaq or People's Mujahideen. They're a perfectly bizarre cultic Marxist group that uses the institutions and concepts of the Islamic faith to promote revolutionary politics. Violence.
You know, I would comment with him that you have to have some sort of a memory of what's happened in the past.
Yes.
The MEK, of course, is a terrorist organization, and somebody was either 3 or 4 years ago why the United States gave this terrorist organization $400 million to disrupt the government of Iran. Now, that
yes.
is an act of war, and I'm sure you remember that. I'm sure most of our members, people out there in the audience, don't remember it. But this has actually happened, and basically, we funded this terrorist organization to go in there and kill people and disrupt things and blow things up, and they've been doing this. And now that they've been doing this for some years, we suddenly now have said they're no longer a terrorist organization. How could they be a terrorist organization when we gave them $400 million, and now that they've done so much damage over there in Iran, they're no longer a terrorist organization, but please go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. What they have been doing is deliberately provocative and intended to sow as much chaos and violence in Iran as possible. In addition to committing acts of sabotage, they've also been involved in the campaign of assassination, which is to say murder, as an instrument.
But this is an act of war.
Yes.
And if somebody were to do this to the United States, we would declare this was an act of war.
Well,
but then, of course, putting sanctions on Iran is an act of war.
Yeah.
Trying to destroy their currency is an act of war. We are at war with Iran, and nobody wants to say it. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. And the interesting thing about what's going on with the deliberate subversion of the currency of Iran, in addition, of course, to the sanctions and the constriction of their ability to use their currency internationally, which puts them in a position where, I'm trying to remember the exact disparity, I think it's something like 31,000 to 1 is the ratio that the real is trading at now. And so that creates all kinds of interesting social upheaval as people are engaging in currency speculation. And you have this government of Rome, which is admittedly a horrible government. Government, we can expect it to be horrible, cracking down on people who are trying to trade currency in a way that will allow them to sustain themselves. They've actually sent out riot police to arrest money changers because of people trying to to speculate given the exchange rate. That's the sort of thing that happens when you have really bad, vindictive international policy targeting Iran, while you have a really bad government that's imposing Keynesian controls on the economy. These two things work in synergy. And as a result, the population of Iran is suffering tremendously right now. It's the same sort of thing that led to, or that catalyzed, rather, the National Socialist movement in Germany after World War One. The biggest difference is that Germany had actually been an antagonist in a multi-sided international conflict. Iran has not gone outside of its borders as a military aggressor since the late, if I remember correctly, the late 18th century. So it's not as if this is a country that in any way could be compared to Wilhelmine Germany, much less National Socialist Germany, unless it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because of the war being waged on Iran by the United States and its retinue of bought and bribed and browbeaten satraps. But the strategy that's being used here against Iran economically is the obverse of the stimulus being used here supposedly to bring about an economic recovery. Iran is engaged in a huge round of money printing right now. They're trying to stimulate the economy and is destroying the economy, just as the people here in the United States intend. And those same people are pursuing the same policy here for the supposed purpose of economic recovery. It's perfect lunacy.
Well, the thing is, of course, that in the last few weeks, the Iranian currency has lost about 40% in value. Within the last few weeks, the Iranian currency has lost 40% of its value. And if you had a pension, if you have savings, you have bonds, you've lost in the last few weeks 40% of everything you've worked for your whole life. And if you were an Iranian, how would you feel about your government? But even more, how would you feel about America?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
And certainly, William is talking about the average Iranian. How would they feel? Certainly, they see what's going on. Their currency is collapsing. They see that America is doing everything they can to foment certainly unrest in their country. We've pretty well destroyed the economy. And now, of course, we're funding this Marxist terrorist organization known as MEK that has been around, has been killing Iranian citizens for a long time. And it is fully funded by the American government. And of course, William says, you know, how are these people going to feel? How are the people in Iran going to feel about a government, a foreign government that's funding a Marxist terrorist movement, the MEK, in their country? And of course, this is significant in the fact that just this last week, of the United States, which has always considered the MEK as a Marxist terrorist organization, delisted them as a Marxist terrorist organization just this last week. Go right ahead, William.
They didn't delist them in terms of a description of what they do. They just said that they're no longer going to be considering them as a terrorist group because now they're killing overtly on behalf of the United States government. And these things are known to the people in Iran whom supposedly we're trying to influence in favor of the United States. And, of course, exactly the opposite is going to be the case with this gift for perverse alchemy that it consistently displays. The United States government is taking a population that has no reason to hate us and is turning it into our enemies, our incurable, invincible enemies. And I think it's worth pointing out, once again, this is something I do almost every time we discuss the issue of Iran, which is unfortunately going to be a topic of future conversations as far as I can foresee. I like to point out that in spite of the fact that you have a perfectly atrocious and abominable government running Iran, one that was brought to power with the connivance of the United States government, just as the Shah had been in 1953, most of the people in Iran who are involved in the daily business of living, those involved in the commercial sector of that country, which of course has a terrible Keynesian government, so they have similar disabilities to those that we deal with here in this Keynesian economy, most of these people do not hate the United States. Of course, there are paid government rent-a-mobs that get in the streets and chant slogans such as Death to America. It's not difficult to make a pitch to recruit people to participate in such mobs, given the history of the United States government meddling in that country and the antagonism that has characterized relations between Tehran and Washington since 1979. And I think that there are plenty of people in Iran, and this is, once again, worth remembering. In 2001, on September 11th, there were candlelight vigils to express sympathy toward the United States on the streets of Tehran. There were a handful of them. They weren't big. They weren't massive, like the government instigated protests against the country. But they were there. There were gestures of solidarity and condolence on the human level by Iranians toward Americans. There's no reason at all why we should be enemies. That is to say, that the people of the United States and Iran. And of course, one of the things that governments love to do is they love to make it inevitable that people who have no natural antipathy toward each other will end up becoming enemies. But what kills me here, once again, is the fact that the means being used to destroy the Iranian economy right now, with perpetual war, the creation and fomenting of terrorism, the threat of terrorism, the encouragement of Keynesian money printing, hyper-Keynesian money printing, all those things that are being done to destroy the Iranian economy are being done to the American economy at the same time by pretty much the same cast of people.
when they're being used against Iran, we're being told that these are necessary steps short of overt warfare to contain and eliminate a threat to world peace. When the same steps are being taken here in the United States, that same gang of people says that they're being done in order to foster economic recovery, in order to stimulate the economy, in order to protect us against the all-encompassing threat of terrorism, in order to provide homeland security. It's the same set of policies. What's going on in Iran right now is going to be happening in this country. Indeed, in some ways, we can already see the premonitory tremors. We feel the premonitory tremors of what's happening in Iran as we see the price of gasoline shoot through the stratosphere in places like California. You see what's happening at the checkout counter. Wait till January or February next year when the prices are going to factor in what's happened with our horrible drought-induced crop shortfalls in this country.
Zone for our listeners out there, because the price of gasoline in Los Angeles is over $5 a gallon here mm-hmm. these last couple of days. Go right ahead with him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's just a foretaste of a very unpalatable future. And what we're likely to see at the checkout counter of the grocery store is probably going to be a disaster of a similar order of magnitude.
Okay, you go right ahead. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. We're talking about the tragic situation that exists in Iran. And people have forgotten that there was a duly elected, democratically elected ruler of Iran in 1953. His name was Premier Mossadegh. We overthrew him by funding the mullahs to turn against him. Then we funded the mullahs in 1979 to throw out the Shah. And I suspect if we really knew what was going on, we have our agents at the highest level of the Iranian government today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
William and I were simply reminiscing about how certainly when we had a communist movement here in the United States, it was thoroughly infiltrated by our intelligence agents, by the FBI. When we had the Nazi movement here in the 1960s, certainly there was never a Nazi movement where there were not American intelligence agents there. Certainly the average Republican army was thoroughly infiltrated with British agents of British intelligence, the number two man of the average Republican army, that was killing British citizens, setting off bombs in London. The number two man was an agent of MI6, British intelligence, as was the man in charge of intelligence for the IRA, who was killing and torturing people and accusing them of being British agents when he himself was a British agent. So basically, we don't know what's really going on with the Iranian government today. We do know that we installed them back in 1979. I'm old enough to remember when that happened and thinking at the time, why in the world would we overthrow the Shah, who is at least ostensibly a friend of ours? He wasn't a nice person necessarily, but certainly, why would we overthrow a friend with the sixth largest army in the world and install a group of mullahs who are obviously antagonistic to America? It didn't make any sense in 1979. But when you understand everything is long-range planning and we're moving towards a war with the Muslim world, what's going on over there today makes a lot of sense. And if you'd known what was going to happen in the future, it would have made a lot of sense in 1979. I would have answered that question I kept asking. Why in heaven's name would we install a group of mullahs over there who one day we would be in conflict with? And I think it's because we plan to be in conflict with them. Before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can certainly get to your website, how they can find your PayPal button, how they can help you and your efforts.
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. My chief outlet still is my blog, which is called Pro Libertate, ProLibertate. The easiest way to find that, as you mentioned earlier in this program, Dr. Stan, is for people to type in my name, William Gregg, into a search engine. Google is good. DuckDuckGo.com is another really good search engine that doesn't track your searches. DuckDuckGo, just like it sounds, DuckDuckGo.com. I'd recommend that. I think that's in some ways superior to Google. It certainly provides just as broad and detailed, comprehensive search algorithms as Google, without any of the tracking or any of the politics. So a little plug for this website I discovered just this last week. But if you type my name, William Grigg, into Google or another suitable search engine, the first return should be the blog Pro Libertate. Or you can go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And at the bottom of every essay, and I usually publish two a week, and they're between 2,000 and 3,000 words. That's why I only publish two or so essays a week. It takes a little bit of time and effort to research and collate information for an article of that length and depth. At the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button, and for those who have access to PayPal and are interested in contributing, I really appreciate the help if I can get it, and I really thank for all the help we've received. The button is there to use, once again, if people have access to PayPal. To make donations, contributions, to help support me and my work and my family. I'm going to start publishing terrestrial contact information as well for those who don't have access to PayPal and are interested in contributing. I also have a lot of my material republished at lewrockwell.com. That's L-E-W Rockwell, as in Norman Rockwell, lewrockwell.com. He usually republishes the pieces from Pro Libertate. Pretty much everything I write at Pro Libertate will end up at lewrockwell.com, and there is also a blog section of that webpage, which is found on the right-hand side of the screen. And between the items that are right on the blog site there and the republication of lewrockwell.com, you should be able to see what I write on lewrockwell.com probably 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm also involved in putting out podcasts now that can be found at SoundCloud, and also on YouTube. You go to YouTube and type in Pro Libertate Podcast, you should be able to find my page. If not, just look for the Freedom Zealot channel. The Freedom Zealot channel on YouTube, which has my podcast.
and the linking information for the YouTube and also the SoundCloud version should be on Pro Libertate starting next week. I'm usually putting out one of those a week. They're 10 to 12 minutes long. There are limitations on what you can broadcast on YouTube. You need to break things up a little bit. And the operative principle here is that you want to make things a little bit shorter and more high impact. But they're downloadable for people who want to obtain them by way of iTunes or simply to download them as MP3 files as well. So there's something else that people can obtain if they're interested in hearing what I have to say in addition to reading what I have to express.
All right, fine. Well, now let's get back to what's going on over there in Iran. And certainly, the question is, what's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen? The increasing demonstrations, violent demonstrations. People are trying to close their shops. The government doesn't want them to close their shops. People say, look, we can't afford to sell things because we don't know what we can buy them for. People pay us in checks. The checks bounce.
Yeah.
There's no money there. The whole financial structure of Iran is beginning to collapse, and I fear one day the same thing's going to happen here in the United States, but we're probably a few years away from that. At least I hope we are.
Yeah.
Well, you go right ahead, William. What are your thoughts?
I would hope that we're a few years away, but quite frankly, we could find the seizure occurring in January when we approach the fiscal cliff and we end up with an economy that's assimilating a price shock because of what's happened with the harvest. I mean, this is really an interesting convergence of really bad and ominous factors. And it's biblical in more than, of course, a figurative sense. One of the things that you find is that when people are determined to ignore the big important laws of life, that problems tend to accumulate and they come not in ones or two, but as Churchill would have put it, in battalions. And one of the things that we find in the biblical pattern, of course, is that you end up with famine and other natural calamities that compound what's going on politically and economically when a country or a society, a kingdom in the case of the Old Testament, ends up ripening in foolishness. And often, if you're living an austere and sensible life, if you're living within your means, obeying, of course, the grand and important laws in terms of how we deal with our Creator and with each other, you're not spared hardship. I mean, that's something that Jesus said when he was asked about the tower that fell in Siloam, and crushed a number of people, and he was asked that the people upon whom the tower fell were particularly wicked. He said, no, that's not the point of what happened at all. The point is that life is precarious. Life is a wonderful blessing, but it's not something that will endure forever, and you need to get right with God and with each other in the time that you're given. If you do not repent, you shall all likewise perish, is what he said. The point is that we're not spared from hardship because we're living good lives. God makes his sun to shine and his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The biggest difference is that those who live justly tend to be a lot more prudent, a lot more provident in the way that they manage their affairs. And so when they're confronted with hardships such as those, for instance, we read about in the account of Joseph with the fat years and the lean years, their time preference is such that they actually put things away when things are going well on the understanding that lean years will come and they'll be able to live on what they have stored. They'll be able to live on their savings. Even in countries, of course, that come from a different ethical foundation than ours, take a look at Japan, for instance, you see this principle at work. The Japanese have been very thrifty. They've been stuck in a 20-year-long depression that is uncannily similar to ours. Zombie banks, bad mortgages, and clusters of heirs, the whole nine yards, so to speak. They've been dealing with this for 20 years. And yet, Japan is, in spite of what happened with the Fukushima disaster and a number of other things, remarkably stable. They don't have huge social disruptions. They don't have the types of privations that we're likely to see descend upon us because they have been they've been brought up in an environment and been brought up in a culture in which thrift and deferral of gratification are still practiced, not by everybody, but by most people in that country. They're a country that worked hard to save most of what they earned. And so they're still in the position of being a lender rather than a borrower. The same is true, ironically enough, of China, notwithstanding the fact they have a communist government. Well, here in the United States, what we have is a type of intergenerational socialism where we're borrowing from generations yet to be born. And if you take a look at the birth rate, generations that may or may not be born, because we're seeing a birth dearth develop here on account of, you know, lifestyle changes and changes in mores and also choices on the part of people to forego childbearing because they can't afford to raise children. But we do not save. We before the 2007 real estate collapse, the 2008 investment sector collapse, we had a savings rate in this country that was worse than what we saw during the Great Depression, when people actually still were in the habit of saving what they earned. And so we have a system here where everybody has been following a time preference of right now, we'll pay for it later. I'll gladly pay you next week for a cheeseburger today, as I believe was Wimpy from the old Popeye cartoons used to say. That's been our economic model. And on top of that, we have an agricultural system which is just as centrally planned as that of the Soviet Union, and we've had this huge shift for political reasons. It's all dictated by the political economy into the field of corn production and into a field of corn production where you have genetically modified corn that is not drought resistant. It's being grown for the purposes of ethanol because that's something the government's willing to subsidize. Not a whole lot of market demand for it. It's a horrible product in terms of what it does to the internal combustion engine. It's neither eco-friendly nor is it auto-friendly, but it's something that the government has ordained will be, and so you have this huge subsidy for people to start planting and harvesting this corn that, of course, this year is not doing very well. And you have these four main cash crops that the government has promoted through all kinds of subsidies and regulations. There's this huge and stupid program that is the Federal Crop Insurance Program that removes risk and actually provides the perverse incentive for farmers to make bad decisions. With the big farmers, I should point out, the industrial, the government-connected farmers make bad decisions. So you have these four crops that are being promoted by the federal government. So when we have a situation where we have a bad harvest, you know, the sort that the Soviet Union always blamed for its problems because of its centrally directed agriculture model, then we have a situation where things are going to get really bad because corn is in pretty much everything that we find in the supermarket. High fructose corn syrup and various formulas is a perfectly toxic product, terrible for our health, and it's a product of the same government that created the food pyramid that we've been dealing with now for how many decades, that encourages the consumption of carbohydrates and inverts really the type of diet that people should follow if they want to be healthy. I've been dealing with issues of that sort in my life as I've been trying to get my own health more optimized. And I've been finding out just how badly I've been taking care of myself because I started out with the food pyramid that started to improvise like so many other people of my age and body type. But the point is, the government's created a situation where we were dependent on really bad financial models and a really bad food distribution model, and they're both breaking down at the same time that we're dealing with all these political upheavals, both here and abroad. So when we see what's happening in Iran right now, which is being cultivated by the government for the purpose of destroying that country, we see the same thing happening here in the United States. I believe it was Keynes, was it Keynes? Probably was. He said most foolish and stupid things having to do with economics for the last century or so. Keynes or his disciples are responsible for most of those glittering gems of pure foolishness. He once said that there is a lot of ruin in a country, and he said that by way of justifying experimentation that would lead to ruin, that would encourage ruin. Well, you know what? This is a big country. It's a huge economy. We still have a population that can be productive, that can be disciplined, that can practice frugality and deferral of gratification and all this. We generally don't want to. You know, we're the sort of people that can generate, I don't know if you're familiar with this so-called reality show, Dr. Stan, but we can generate spectacles like the Honey Boo Boo program or any of the other really unfortunate displays of our consumer culture that are on cable television pretty much constantly. But we're still capable of doing great things when we have to. The problem is that we have this horrible incentive structure that discourages us from doing that. And that's run out of time. That model is over. We no longer have any time to indulge this. But on momentum, people are still pursuing the same course for as long as they can get away with it. And I really think that within the first couple of months of next year, maybe by the end of the first quarter of next year, there are going to be a lot of chastened and terrified people, irrespective of what happens in November's presidential election,
people are going to look around at what's happening, and they're going to be pining for the days of, you know, $5 a gallon gas in Los Angeles. They're going to be pining for the days of politically manipulated or fabricated employment reports that are put out within a month of the presidential election to benefit the incumbent, because we're going to be dealing with really painful and terrifying realities in the economy particularly, and quite possibly with respect to what the government is preparing to do in order to clamp down and dissipate or suppress the political and social upheavals that will accompany our own economic decline. We've seen what's going on in Greece. We've seen what's happened in Spain. We saw what happened as the entire crisis of, crescent of crisis in the Middle East, Near East, and Africa became inflamed a year ago, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of that. The aftershocks of that have by no means died down. We see what's happening in Iran right now, and this is something that's being generated once again as a matter of deliberate policy. It's entirely possible that it's not a fact of repressed because of the fact that we have this continent straddling country that's got all kinds of potential flashpoints, all kinds of tripwires that are scattered across the landscape, economic tripwires and social and ethnic and racial and religious frictions that can be used to ignite brush fires or to spark conflagrations of upheaval. This next year, 2013 and 2014 after that, the next couple of years, I think, are going to be a period of convulsion in this country. How serious it will be, I can't tell you. But there's no way that we're going to avoid some really painful and terrifying days of reckoning in the immediate future here. And on top of that, of course, we have the efforts of both major parties, both branches of the incumbent party, to get us involved in what would be an epoch-shattering, monumental act of geopolitical foolishness in the form of a war in the Persian Gulf. And if that happens, then basically I think we're looking at the beginnings of an economic and social black hole in this country, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on over there doesn't make any sense. Recently, they had war games, you know, where they pretended the Iranians were going to attack America, we were going to attack them. And when the dust finally settled, why, we'd lost an aircraft carrier and 16 ships. Could that really happen in real life? Why would our leaders want to get more involved with a war with Iran? Well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with our special guest, William Grieg.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com.
judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we just concluded the remarks off air with William, pointing out that we're really involved in a spiritual battle. None of the things going on today make sense. We're obviously moving towards a war, a massive war in the Middle East. It doesn't make any sense unless you understand there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. So we, of course, hope that you will get hold of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and come to understand that we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world out there. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world out there. And until you begin to understand the spiritual component of what's going on, nothing makes sense today. And the fact that we're being drawn into a war in the Middle East, which is only going to have terrible consequences here at home, simply can only be explained when you understand that there are powerful supernatural forces working behind what's going on today, just as there were during this World War II, when the Nazis, which were deeply involved with the occult, were in confrontation with the American and British governments, also deeply involved in the occult. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October, just a little less than 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks from now. And it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing wonderful speakers. Program will begin at 8:15 in the morning, go till 6 in the evening. We'll be serving lunch. So you're going to have reservations. And if you'd like to come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and would love to see you and meet you there at the annual Radio Liberty conference there at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the Central Coast of California. And then, of course, we want to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, would love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. How do you make any sense out of what's going on today? Let me suggest my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret. There are two talks, each of which comes with a syllabus. How are they damaging the health of our people? We have four tape sets on GMO. We have actually a four tape set on genetically modified food. We actually have a talk given by Jeffrey Smith, and you can get his DVDs by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We carry his book on genetic engineering, Jeffrey Smith. We recommend these books by Jeffrey. We think they're very, very important. And then, of course, you must understand that they're poisoning our children with vaccines. People say, well, they would never do anything like that. And I would say, why wouldn't they? I mean, basically, they know what the vaccines do. Certainly, the health of our children is much poorer than the health of children in many other communities. Japan doesn't allow vaccines to be given to after two years of age. And in Japan, they don't see the sudden infant death syndrome that we see here in the United States, because the vaccines create an autoimmune disease that attacks the brain and causes hemorrhage, and the children die. You need to hear my talk on The Specter Haunting America, the DVD, The Specter Haunting America. They're poisoning our children and creating infertility and tumors with the water fluoridation. You need to hear my talk on the hidden agenda. The hidden agenda and an excellent syllabus for that. We have the information you need to have to help other people understand what is really going on. What about chemtrails? What about the spraying of the atmosphere? You need to get Rosemary Peterson's or Roslyn Peterson's Geoengineering, that's the title. Geoengineering, the title of a DVD. We also have the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? And weather as a weapon. We have a 4-tape set on weather warfare. We have a book on weather warfare. We have a 4-CD set, a 4-tape set on HAARP, and a book on HAARP. Get the information, understand what's going on number 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, and
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. It is 5 October, Friday, 2012. You're in the right place today. We're going to be talking about the news that really is the news, not the Obama and Romney questionable debate that was held. New questions about where these questions come from, how controlled are they, how much did the candidates know beforehand, and why did at least, I don't know, how many was it, Josh, 17 polls drop?
19.
Why did 19 states drop the polls after the debate, the alleged debate, that is? Joining me in the studio is Josh today. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks for
having
me.
Appreciate it very much. It's a special day for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You want to tell everybody what it is?
Yeah. Okay, it's my wife and I's 10-year anniversary.
Yes, and yes. He is here today to help me out, and I really, really appreciate that.